A seat. So good afternoon, everybody. My name is Hugh, and a big welcome to you all to our Antioch community meeting this afternoon. So on the one hand, we're slightly fewer in number because our UCO group, Koinonia, are away on a Life in the Spirit weekend. So we will be praying for them a little later on this afternoon. But we have a number of guests with us, so you're all very welcome. So Ken, can I hand over to you, and if you could come and introduce some of our esteemed guests for us, please.
Let me see who's here and who's not here yet. Okay, I've got one, two. Are the Ungs? Will they be coming? Okay. These are all people who come from our Sword of the Spirit community in Manila in the Philippines. The name of the community is Ang Ligaya ng Panginoon. It's called the Joy of the Lord. I'm greatly privileged. I was reflecting earlier today. I've known most of these people between 35 and 40 years now, which is when I still had dark hair is when I met them. They all hold positions of prominence and leadership in the community. The community is a large community. It's a community that's broken into districts. There are probably close to 30 districts, and each district would be the size of our community here. And let me just introduce them and tell you who they are in the community and perhaps a few other details about them. We'll start with Manny and Monette de los Santos, okay. Manny and Monette are the proud parents of Emzo, who was just wed yesterday. So, and that's the reason for all of these people being with us, is to come in for the wedding. They also have two other children, Jam, who lives here in London, and then Marielle, who is based in the United States. Manny is the senior coordinator of the community in Manila. They give him another title, senior head coordinator. He's also the president of the Asian region. Monette is a senior woman leader. They're also involved in community building work. They work with two communities in Australia. And all in all, they're pretty good people. Yes. To their left, Ricky and Brenda Dagelet. All right. I was privileged to stand as witness in their wedding a few years ago. Ricky is the sector coordinator of the South Sector. So as I said, the community in Manila is broken into districts about this size. And those districts are congregated into sectors of four or five districts in a sector. Ricky is the sector coordinator of the South Sector. Brenda is a senior woman leader. They're the parents of two sons. Their eldest is married. Their youngest is a servant of the word and will be moving to the International Formation House this coming August in the United States. So, okay. Joey and Dedith. One last thing about Ricky and Brenda. Some of you may know or remember Eric and Carrie Byron, who are with us for... So Eric and Carrie moved back to the Philippines and got involved in the community. They bought a house, and when they discovered their neighbors, next door neighbors are Ricky and Brenda, are just right across the wall, if you will. Joey and Edith, yes. Joey and Edith live right up the street from Ricky and Brenda. Joey will be assuming a role of a coordinator in one of the districts this coming July, August, July, July. Edith is already serving as a senior woman leader. They're the parents of three sons. Is that correct? Yes. And we'll have another couple coming, Randy and Mags Ong. Randy is the coordinator responsible for the work with our senior citizens in the community there. So as you might imagine, with upwards to 2,000, between 2,000 and 3,000 members, a number of people my age and beyond, and Randy has a special concern for them. Randy has worked both ends of the spectrum. He was at one time the coordinator for the young professionals in the community. At one point, we had about 300 young professionals, and he was the one who was responsible for that. And his wife, Mags, is a senior woman leader in the community as well. They all live in the south sector of the community there. So, great.
Wonderful. You're all very welcome. And it's such a delight and a privilege to experience, to be reminded of. You know, we're not just a community here in London, but we are a community of communities. And we're joined to brothers and sisters around the world. Andy. Great to have you. Welcome. Anybody else to introduce? Katie. Hi, Sarah. Very welcome. Any more? Fantastic. Okay. Where are my glasses? So welcome to our Antioch community meeting this afternoon. Just a couple of items, just practical. And if anybody needs the bathroom, through the door here, there are some toilets we're using for the gents, just halfway down the stairs. Ladies, if you kind of make your way kind of behind and then up some stairs, and you'll find bathrooms there. There's also a disabled bathroom just through this door and on your right. Okay, not expecting any fires or fire alarms this afternoon, unless the Holy Spirit decides to do something different. Okay, so as we gather, I just want to give us a very brief orientation to the meeting this afternoon. I'm going to say a few words now. We'll hand over to Gregory and the worship team, and they will lead us in a time of worship. Neil will then be speaking to us after that. And we'll have some, maybe a time for response. We'll see what the Lord is doing amongst us. Some time of intercession, some time of announcements, and some time of tea and coffee. And I'm sure pubs and similar await those interested. Aha, it's all good. So as I was thinking about the meeting and praying about this, really what came to mind was Jesus coming into Jerusalem at the start of his passion, at the start of all the events that led up to his death on Golgotha. And in Matthew 21:6, we have got the slide up there, excellent. Matthew 21:6, the disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." The city was in furor. Everyone was agitated. What's this? What's going on? Tell. And the crowds are there, and there's noise, and there's hubbub, and the authorities were concerned, and they actually told Jesus, "Keep the crowds quiet." And Jesus said, "If the people keep quiet, the stones themselves will cry out." And in Zechariah 9:9, we see this beautiful prophecy, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem, see your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." And there in front of everybody, this scenario is being played out. This prophecy is coming to pass. And the people can see this, and they know it, and they praise. Now, we know the story. We know a few days later, they were singing a very different tune. And to some degree, that's the story of our lives, isn't it? You know, we come to an Antioch meeting, we go to our churches, we praise, we worship, we offer our lives to the Lord, and we walk out the door, and sometimes we snatch them back very quickly. But this afternoon, as the crowd responded, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee, and he is amongst us. And therefore, our response must be to join those crowds in Jerusalem on that day in acclaiming Jesus, in praising him and worshiping him. So that's my invitation to you, to us all today. Some of us might be feeling a little kind of creaky after a late night and clocks changing and wedding celebrations yesterday. But even so, I invite us all just to enter in to the praise of our Savior and our King and our Redeemer this afternoon. Gregory and team, I will hand over to you at this point. I will invite us all to stand and Lord our God, we bless you, we praise you, and we worship you as we come into your presence together, your people, brothers and sisters. And Lord, we want to join with the crowds. We want to join in excitement. We want to join in expectation and hope as you come amongst us this afternoon. We invite you here, Lord Jesus. We invite you, Holy Spirit, come amongst us. We invite you, Heavenly Father, walk amongst us, put your hand upon us, lead us as we seek to open our mouths, Lord. Fill them with your praise for your glory's sake. Amen.
Let's worship our Lord. Praise you, Lord God.